Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back. This is The Winning State of Mind with Alex Davis. If you are here, thank you for being here, first off, because it's always an honor and a privilege to see any sort of audience size on this app. I still need to figure out everything that's going on, but that leads me into my point of what I wanted tonight's episode to be. So, yeah, without further ado, let's just dig right into it. Another one of those hard pills to swallow that I had to accept extremely quickly in 2020, and something I'm still learning to accept right now is the fact that you have to rationally prioritize. And so I'm probably going to call this episode Rational Prioritization. And what does that mean, right? Let's break it down. So you have a list of things, right? Everybody has dreams. Everybody has goals, right? And let's say you set 5 goals you really want for yourself. You want to teach yourself how to paint. You want to save $5,000. You want to get a promotion, or you want to start doing, like, you want to start going to the gym or something, right? Well, of those things, first, before you do anything, you have to order these in what's most important. And here's why. The answer might not come as easy as you think, but the way that I look at it, it's not because it's the smartest thing to do or it's the most effective thing to do. Like, sure, that might be a case, right? But the answer that I'm looking for is because the next day isn't promised. No hour, no second, no minute, no day is promised on this earth. So you don't really have a choice but to live life like tomorrow could be your last day, because that's the most rational thing to do, in all honesty. At least that's what I believe. If you're going to be a student of wisdom and you're going to be somebody that really has a devout love and affinity for being logical and rational, then I think that makes some of the most sense in this world, period, to not have an attachment. And I got to shout out one of my main man, Zaire, on his podcast. Well, not podcast, but YouTube, which will probably become a podcast eventually. But his YouTube channel is called False Entity. So I definitely recommend y'all checking him out if you're into higher level thinking. I mean, if you're listening here, then there's probably a good chance that you're into thinking deeper than just what did you do today, you know? Like, what's your favorite food? Although that is an important question, but just if you want to continue pushing just your boundary and ways that you view yourself, if you really want to just hear new perspectives, check out False Entity. And yeah, shout out Zaire one more time. But that's just part of it. Like, being able to fully understand, being able to fully understand what you're even doing here every day, and the fact of you didn't choose to wake up, you didn't choose to live tomorrow, you didn't choose to make your heart beat. Like, these are all things that are out of our control, that are pretty much inherent, that we should have no attachment to. And that's why I brought up False Entity in the first place, because he was talking about why he doesn't have attachments, and that the key to any form or sort of attachment, that is what's really going to cause suffering. Like, that's the root. And so detachment is the root of ending all suffering. And that's something that I do subscribe to. I don't consider myself a Buddhist or anything of that nature, or a Taoist, but I definitely like how other philosophies, because I don't know if it's always a religion, but philosophies, they always have a unique way of kind of touching base on a subject that's for better living, honestly, for better perspective and to be able to fully understand. That's what I realized the more I've been pursuing my own walk with God, is that it's really about creating a whole new purpose for living. Like, that's the underlying principle of spirituality. And then inside of Christianity, inside of Judaism, inside of Islam, inside of all these different places where you'd go, they have something that diverges that's unique to it. But ultimately, it's about living a different life because you are a different human being. And that has to be a truth. And so I didn't want to get too far down that rabbit hole, because I could talk about that for a long time. And that's something that I think everyone should really give an opportunity to hear, at least listen and think about once, because it really does mean a lot. If you actually believe in something to be true, and if it turns out to be true, like, that's huge. That's monumental for you. So I just encourage everyone to just give something a chance. But back to rational prioritizing, right? That's the number one reason why you have to say, well, what is the most important to me and what do I have the most control on? And this is something I was thinking about myself today, was, oh, well, I shouldn't really be attached to finding a wife and having a family, as bad or depressing or dark or morbid as that sounds, because that is more out of my control than me starting my own business or me purchasing a car, working my way to get a car, or working my way to live on my own, or to work my way to buy some clothes. Like, these are things that are more in our realm of tangibility and more in our realm of control, right? So in the big scheme of things, like, those are the things that really don't matter. In all honesty, like, that's the stuff that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you have at the end of the day when you die. It doesn't matter what car you drive. It doesn't matter what clothes you wear. None of that stuff matters. That's why it's probably the easiest for us to focus on and put our time into, but also to obtain, because it's still leaving us with nothing, right? So I understand why I want all that stuff in the first place. Good. I ask everyone that wants anything that I listed above or around that nature to genuinely consider why it is that you want it, because if it's for fulfillment, then you'll probably be left empty. And I mean, there's fulfillment to be gained in those things, but what type of fulfillment is it, and what is it fulfilling in the first place? Is it fulfilling the confidence that you have in your ability to achieve something you put your mind to, or is it fulfilling a void of lack of self-worth, and you feel like this will make you look better in the eyes of people, this will make you get more women or get more men, or this will make you have that promotion, get that job opportunity, meet that person, get this person's attention? It's like, dude, if you can figure out this way to figure out who you are, which is really just making time to do it, there is no specific way, but the underlying root is to make sure you have a complete understanding of who you are as a person. Like, that's the base of the cake of everything that I just said. It's so important to take the time to really understand, what do you believe? Are you your own person? Do you love what you see? Not just like, do you love what you see when you look in a mirror? Do you love what you think when you think about people thinking about you and what people would say about you? Do you love how you're able to do one thing or your imperfections? Like, is there something that you don't love about yourself that you don't have already? That's what I really want to push everybody to, because that's going to get you closer to what it is you think searching for any of this stuff would get you. And this was totally unplanned. Like, I had an idea of what I wanted to say for sure, but this is all freestyle. So I apologize for like my lagging in the beginning. I definitely need to be better in doing that. But that was just really the truth. And that's the truth that I believe in, is that before you even have anything you want to set your goal on, you need to have a complete and total understanding and appreciation and acceptance of the person that you are. because that's going to really help you get there. It doesn't matter what course you take. It doesn't matter what book you read. It doesn't matter what hand you shake. If you aren't in your own corner trying to get you to get to where you want to be. Man. Whew, I got to take a breather on that one because that convicted me. That convicted me. And that's how I feel, man. That's what I think and that's what I believe. For all my people listening that just want peace, start there. I'm telling you, just start there. Start there. And once you take that under your control or as much as you can, and once you just make that your mission, everything will just start to paint itself and will fill its pictures in. And I'm telling you, like, it sounds way easy and it sounds like you can start doing it, but sometimes it sucks. You don't want it to have to do it. And you don't feel like it. You don't feel like pushing through. You don't feel like going hard and even going for 30 minutes. You don't even feel like sometimes going for 3 minutes when it's, oh, well, I need to get here, or I'm not eating this food anymore, or I'm not going to say these words, or I'm not going to think this way. Whatever it is, you got to remember that everything worth having is hard, and it's super hard at that. Like, there's things that are worth having sometimes that are kind of easy, but like buying a dog, like, that's easy. But when it comes to finding a love of your life or financing a home, buying a home, building a career for yourself, building a physique, it's like, bro, this stuff takes time. And we're so confused when we try to apply the same logic to short term as long term. Like, that just doesn't make sense, because those are two whole different concepts and two whole different concepts of time. So the law cannot apply, right? There's a law that applies that it's finite, right? That's the one law between short-term time and long-term time, but you still have to treat both those different because they operate in different ways under the same construct. Yeah, and shout out Brian Casella, man. I feel like this the way I'm really speaking on this, it would make him proud and he can really vibe with it. He's a crazy real estate agent, like, amazing. When I say crazy, like, so intelligent. Just check out Supreme Being Podcast if you really want to get some next level thinking, because he's what I admire when I do anything related to self-improvement as well. He's helped me a lot greatly. But I say all that to say, okay, now you've taken care of the work inside, let's take care of the work outside. Now that you understand and you have memento mori written on your heart that you are immortal, a mortal. Now, what is the most important in regards to that? Okay, well, I've always wanted a car, but realistically, and this is if you're going to go off of this, like, I'm not telling you this is how you need to think. If you want a car because you want a car that bad, and you probably could, you would save up, but you just want to get a car, like, dude, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. I'm never going to tell somebody to not. It's their choice. So go after that. But if you're someone like me and you're thinking, okay, well, I want to get a car, and then I also want to go to the gym, and I want to be able to save $5,000. And then I also want to get my first marketing client. Okay, well, getting my first marketing client will help me get closer to that 5,000 goal, right? Because that's a priority, but it can be benefited by making the other goal a priority. You see what I'm saying? By using one, I can jump spring and get to the other quicker. So when I'm ordering it like that, okay, well, it's clear as day now. Getting my first marketing client and just figuring that out, it's the hardest, it's the most strenuous, and it'll really have you questioning yourself, but you know what? It's worth it, and you got to do it. All right, cool, I'm going to do that. And then once I keep going, no matter how long, it's like everything else is a priority, so that's taken care of. You put your time in for the day. All right, cool. Do I got time to go to the gym? Yeah. All right, cool, I'm going. Do I got time to go do Uber Eats or something? Okay, cool, I'm doing it. Now you can do those other things because you've opened up room for yourself. But you're also on the best course that you can be, because this goal that you're going at, it's going to help you, again, get to all those other goals sooner, quicker, and in a more logical and rational way. So you don't have to think about, oh, okay, well, I have all these things I want to do, and I'm just going to try to do them all. Because I've tried that. I've tried that so many times, to effectively give as much as I can into every single passion and goal that I have, and it just never worked. It never worked, and I was still trying to do it more, and it's still not working this year. But I have more of a balance because I'm prioritizing how I just said it. I have one overall thing, and so everything else is trickling down. So, yeah, have I been dropping the ball in my marketing conquest? For sure, because the balance had to tip. I was working with my boy Noxious. Shout out my boy Noxious. He's a rapper from Harrisburg. Really dope. And I was working with him because I'm producing songs on his album. And I was like, man, I need to spend a couple of days just so I can sharpen this a little bit, so I can just give more quality, the best quality that I can. I know it's not going to be 2 years worth quality, but it's going to be a little bit more quality for this product so we can get closer to a better outcome. So I'll do that. But also realizing that, yeah, these are still a couple of days that I'm losing. So let me make sure I make up for that time and I recoup for that time as long as time allows it. These are the inner dialogues that I need to be having when I'm thinking about this stuff. Because it's just like, man, it's so hard to just be trapped in your head. It's so hard to just feel like you're wasting your time. I'm sorry. It's so easy. It's so easy to be trapped in your head and feel like you're wasting your time. Feel like you're not good. Feel like you can't get this goal. It's so easy to just have these self-defeating thoughts. Man, what am I doing wrong? Or I'm not doing something good enough? Or this will never happen for me? It's normal and okay to think those things. But what's not okay to do is to not make an effort to try to do what's best for you. That's what's not okay. Like, I just hear so many people say, like, oh yeah, it's not good to talk bad. It's not good to talk bad. Don't talk bad. It's like, no. Why isn't it good to talk bad? Oh, because you're important. You matter. You need to love yourself. That's why. Oh, snap. You're right. I do need to love myself. And even if you don't understand it, well, I need to love myself, like, whatever. But, like, no, you really need to make sure that you're making the time to be completely fine with yourself. You want to always be okay with yourself. Shame is not our ally, and feeling guilty is not our ally. We live in a day and age now where people get excited. Some people get excited, and some people, they feel like they're doing a service by feeling guilty, right? Oh, I'm guilty for my skin color. I'm guilty for doing this. I'm guilty for having this money. It's like, sure, it shows that you're empathetic if it's real, but at the end of the day, like, what are you doing? What change are you actually doing by feeling guilty? You're not changing anything. So just change it and don't just sit around and only feel bad. That's what I had to learn. So I'm talking to my 2020 self. I'm talking to my 2018 self here. I'm talking to my 2017 self here. Don't just sit around, right? And I'm talking to everybody in the audience, of course. Because I'm so grateful you're all here and checking in and hearing and vibing and hopefully really relating. But this is just the reality, is that we don't have the time. We don't have the luxury to, if you really want to get something done and you really want it, then you'll find that you don't have the time nor the luxury to let days go by without doing it. If you haven't got there yet, at least, like, if you're wanting to break out in the music industry, like, if you haven't broken out yet, then you gotta keep going, bro. You haven't sold your first product, you gotta keep going. You haven't won your first client, you gotta keep going, man. You gotta keep going. From there, I believe that it truly gets easier, and it is like a snowball. I believe it truly is. So to everyone that's doing something, start small. But start small in the biggest way. And the biggest way is doing what means the most important to you in order of importance. Making it as easy for yourself, because the journey's hard. But also making sure that you're not taking it too easy, because you need to still make sure you're applying pressure to see a result. It's just like going to the gym. You don't want to lift too hard and have ego lift, and of course, which could result in injury, but at the same time, you don't want to not get an effort. You still want to make sure you're working and that you're getting tired, you're getting exhausted, you're feeling bad because you need to catch some air, you need to drink, you need to rehydrate. Excuse me, that's still the foundation of the gym, the foundation of growing and becoming a better version. So yeah, even though I was stumbling a little bit, I think it's mostly just because I'm not in my own place yet, and I just lately have been so... I was going to say imaginative, but just like so... I've been daydreaming a lot just about, man, once I'm in a place where I got my car, I got a place, and I'm able to produce content, I'm in a good rhythm, I'm coming home, I got a solid meal routine down, I don't have to think twice about that, I know is healthy, and I'm able to go to the gym, I'm able to just live life on my own terms, and that way, I just get lost in it, man. And I know it's somewhere around the corner, I don't know what the timing is looking like, but... it's half up to me to decide because we can only do so much and we all are where we are at and that's it. Like we're at where we're at, but it doesn't have to be where we stay. So yeah, that was about 20 minutes. I'm just going to leave it off there. This is how I'm going to do my episodes and I'm going to continue to make them around this time. So if you're driving, if you're at the gym, if you're working and or cleaning, just doing some mild multitasking, then I really would just recommend or just like ask. I really ask you to just put this on. Put one of these episodes on and just listen, especially moving forward because I'm going to make them around this time. Again, I want it to just be more convenient, more easy for you guys to have that motivation and to have that person that you can lean on, that you know feels the same way, that you can just feel good, even if you know all these things. I'm not saying completely revolutionary things that I've only... thought. Like I know that people have thought the same thing and they've said it in the same way or different ways, like using the same terminology. I'm just saying it from my perspective. That's the only thing that's unique to me, and that's what I want to give y'all: uniqueness and convenience. So let me know what you want to talk about on here. If you want to get on here, please send me a message. If not, then I will talk to you all soon on the next episode. Remember to stay hungry, stay positive, and yeah, stay kind, stay loving, and stay true to yourself. So that's all I got to y'all. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Peace.